Okay, so we're going to begin the malacha of Bona and Sosar and try our best to cover as much ground as we can on the limited time that we have left. I confess that I just haven't been able to give as much time given the time constraints as I'd like on these sugyas in preparation this year, so hopefully we'll still get something out of it. In terms of the general malacha of Bona, the instance of Binyan B'mishkan primarily was what we refer to as Binyan B'karka, which is building something attached to the ground, which we'll talk about probably more of our Chava next time and or the time after. But Binyan the Mishkan was the erection, the actual construction of the Mishkan, as opposed to all the other malachas, other preparations leading up to the Hakamas HaMishkan, but Binyan was the actual Hakamas HaMishkan. And the Yerushalmi sees the Hamachlokas as to whether Mishkan actually is considered to be Binyan Keva or Binyan Arai, given the fact that it was taken up and down. So simple understanding, the first day in the Yerushalmi seems to be the day with more traction, is that even so, even if it was taken up and down, the Yerushalmi quotes the pasuk, Pi Hashem Yachnu, Pi Hashem Yiso, that because, at least the way the standard Mepharshim understand, given that there was, at the time that it was put up to last as long as HaKadosh Baruch wanted to last, I might have itself given it a status of Keva. But at least as a baseline assumption, the Melacha derives of Binyan and the instance of Binyan in the Mishkan was Binyan Bekarka and a Binyan of Keva. In terms of the general categories of Tolodos, or at least the most prominent ones, the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, so first the Rambam lists a Megabe making cheese as Bona, which we're not going to really focus on, but the cloud that reflects is Shekola Megabe Tzchelek El Chelek the Davei Kakol, Ashi Asagif Echad, or is it Dom of the Binyan? So, Kibbutz Chalakim, joining pieces together to make a whole, is considered Dome LeBinyan and a potential Malacha Daraisa. Kibbutz Chalakim is one flavor of Dome LeBinyan, which you're not going to focus on today. And then the Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Gimel, making an oval kavua is a malach d'oraisa, a tolada of bona. And the Rambam in Perek of Beis, halacha Kav Zayin, within the Rabbanans, Perek of Beis, halacha Kav Zayin, Ha'osa ol kavua chai mishem bona. Lefikach, ein osin ol arai lechachila. Velososin ol arai, xerishema yaso yister ol kavua. So creating an ol kavua is a malacha daraisa. Ol arai is aser midrabanan. That's a Gemara on, among other places, Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The specifics of which we'll get to in a few moments. So ol arai is aser midrabana. And we'll talk about b'mshech as to what the definition of ol is. Are mechitzos without a gag and ol, gag without mechitzos, or gag and mechitzos. But whatever an ol is, there's a difference between ol kavu, which is a malacha d'oraisa, ol arai, which is a malacha Derabbanan. So just as we discussed in previous malachos, kosher and kosev and tofer, what's considered to be shalkayama versus not shalkayama, there is a little bit of discussion in the malacha bone as well. What is the standard of ol keva, ol kavua versus ol arai? So the simon of the CS ol in Shulchan Aruch is simon shin tes vav. And the Shaar HaTzion in a couple places weighs in on this. Shaar HaTzion in Sifkatan Hay, as well as in Sifkatan Yud Aleph, assumes that an OL that's going to be around for a few days is considered to be an OL Kavua. The Sifkat and Vav. I am Pimagadim Ashmi Nedum in the Torah, the Tosefis Kavua Baol Kavua Asim in the Torah. So we'll talk about Tosefis and Ol Kavua. So we'll talk about more Tosefis and Ol Arai. Tosefis and Ol Arai is Mutter. Tosefis and Ol Kavua is Asir min haTorah. Mikol Makom, Nir Disadafkim Derech Havilon, Shesho Hashem Kama Yamim, Bistimazu. Al Ima Derechu Lihi Paseach Tamid, Locha Shistima Kavua. So if it's less than a few days, it could be Hadar Gamor. If it's a few days, that's all Kavua. The Mishnah has a similar comment in Sifkat and Yud Aleph that a few days is a standard of Ol Kavua. Pimagadim both here in the Hilchos Sukkah raise the question about the status of the Sukkah. In Hilchos Sukkah, it sounds like he leaves it as a safek. Here, the Prima Gadin says in Sifkatan Aleph, Eishel Bar, the beginning of Shintas Vav, that he assumes that Sukkah is considered to be an Ol Kavua. The Sukkah is meant to last for 8 days or 9 days. And that's the story with Rav Avadia, that when Rav Avadia was in Egypt, and the authorities gave him a hard time about different things. I forget if this is the same story, but they suspected him as being an Israeli spy, and he had built a sukkah on the roof, and they thought that that was built in order to give secrets to Israeli planes or something who would, some security concern. So they put Rav Avadia notice and told him that he absolutely must get rid of the sukkah within 7 days, which worked out well. But that's what the Prima Gadin says, that he thinks the sukkah is considered an ol kavua. He raises the question, but here it sounds like a sukkah is an ol kavua, even though it's only intended to be around for 8 or 9 days. The Orach HaShabbos, Perek Tes Fino Gimel, he thinks that you can make an argument that even up to 30 days is not considered to be an Ol Kavua. What's his raya? So we'll talk in a few moments about the din of Pekak Chalon and Daf Kuf Kafe, the Mishnah there of a stopper that you insert into a window, the Tanaic window being a hole in the wall. So the Gemara there assumes, at least in one instance, that at Pekak, bottom of Kuf Kafe Mubez, that a pekak and a chalon is considered to be a tosefes on an ol arai. And the Magen Avraham writes in Shin Yud Gimel Sifkat and Zayin that if it's only opened and closed on rare occasion, or le'itim rechokos, then that's only aser midrabanan. And some achronim say that the shear for that is 30 days. So if you're going to open and close it within 30 days, then that's still considered to be an ol arai, not an ol kavua. The Orach HaShabbos says that sounds like even more than Mishnah Berurah 3 days, even up to a month, may have a status of an ol arai. Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, Simon Reish Yud Aleph, beginning with Os Yud Tes, Reish Yud Aleph, beginning with Os Yud Tes, raises the question as to whether this is relevant to other malachas also, but here he's talking in the Bona context, whether if you're creating something that has the capacity of remaining there la'olam vayed, but your intention is that it should only remain there for a limited period of time, is that considered to be an ol kavua or an ol arai? Kind of like the similar discussion we had in the malacha of kosher. So he brings the following raya. The Gemara in Beis Olam and Beis Olam Beis has that binyan kevis asa min haTorah, binyan arai is mutter min haTorah. The Rashi there on Lama Beis and Beis and Beis defines binyan arai as she'eno lehiskaya. She'eno lehiskaya. It says the Avnei Nezer, that means that his intention is that it shouldn't last forever, shouldn't last for long. Your intention is to knock it down. He says it can't be that pshat is that it's going to collapse on its own, it's going to self-destruct, because the Gemara there is talking about avanim shel beis hakisei, which the Gemara terms a binyan arai. So avanim shel beis hakisei, if you leave it there, it'll stay forever. It's not going anywhere. And yet the Gemara terms that a binyan arai. So it must be that we're defining arai keva based on your intention, not based on what would happen in a vacuum if left to the course of nature. And so that's what's meduk and Rashi there. Rashi says, eino lihiskayim, not eino miskayim. Eino miskayim, eino mashma, that is not going to stay that way memela. It's going to self-destruct, or it's not sturdy enough to remain there for whatever the significant amount of time that we define as keva is. But rather, Rashi says, eino lihiskayim, which is more dependent on the intention of the builder and not on the quality of the material. Oh, yes, kashas of that, he answers the kashas. But that's the contention of the Avnei Nezer that we should define based on intent.
Doesn't that seem to be reading it only with kula?
Meaning,
if I'm understanding correctly, we're saying that the rocks wouldn't be misguided forever. And in theory, if you have kavana for it to be misguided forever, then it would be a problem.
Well, he's saying rocks, if you don't do anything, they're going to stay there forever. And yet the Gemara calls that a binyan. I'm sorry? Okay. Right. And yet the Gemara calls that a binyan arai. So it must be intent plays a role. And we're not just looking at the metzias in a vacuum if it'll stay on its own, left its own devices. And that's what the Avnei Nezer thinks. I saw in the Shabbos home, I didn't look it up inside, because the Shulchan Aruch Harav is arguing this Avnei Nezer. But just a marma kamas to note on this topic. Okay, so back to the Rambam Perek Kaf Beis. Now in Halacha Kaf Tes. Kol Oel Meshupa She'ein Begago Tefach. Below B'Pachos Mishlosha Samuch Begago Roch of Tefach. Hareza Oel Arai. The also saw the chachila b'Shabbos pater. So if you have a slanted OL that doesn't have a sheer tefach in the gag and doesn't have an airspace of a tefach width within three tefachim of the gag, that is an ohel arai. So that's what the Mechaber paskins in Siv Ches, that in order for something to be considered an ohel kavua, it would have to have a minimum of a shear tefach the Gag. And a Rochav Tefach in the airspace. Otherwise, it can't be an OL Kavua. Says the Mishabura Sukkotan Lamed Hey. Pater. Hainu Mechatas. Asa Midirabanan. Zera Atu OL Kava. So, OL Rai is still Asa Zera Atu OL Kava. I am Magan Avram. Shikolze Avodas Arifa Rambam. Avodas Rashi Varash. Kaven She'ein Begago Tefach. Lo Chashiv OL Klau. According to those Rishonim, if the Gag itself doesn't have a shear tafach, it's mutar l'chachila. But Shulchan Aruch Sof and Daf Sarif Rambam, Chinu Gam Kedas Abinu Chananu, from the Gadol Rishonim, the Gam Rashi V'Rosh, Modo Daf Rambam, B'zeh, Kevin Shasol V'Keva, She'iskayim Zman, Kama Yomim, then even Rashi would agree that it'll still be Aser Midrabanan, if it has less than a shear tefach, the Gag. However, if you don't have a shear tefach of airspace in the OL, that's if you gimel, then that's going to be mutar l'chachila. That's not even an OL arai. Then OL arai is only usher if there's a halal tefach inside the OL. So that's why, for example, Mr. Brewer writes in Sifkatan Lamed Aleph. Sifkatan Lamed Aleph is going on Se'if Zion. So you can construct a little contraption by having two svarim functioning as the walls, and you put a sefer on top as the roof. Haga, hol the ein sarach la'avir shetachteyan, because you don't need the avir. So we'll come back and explain that line in the Ramah in a second. But says Mishmarus of Katan Laman Al, Mizatam Nami, Shari Lifras Mapa La Shulchan, Uksosa Mapa Tuluya Samatam in a Shulchan, he called Sat. You're allowed to put a tablecloth on your table on Shabbos, even if the sides of the tablecloth are going to reach all the way down. Afilo Imagios Muchas Laretz, Dein Basa Misham Oel. So two reasons. Number one, you have no use for the avir tachas ha-shulchan. We'll come back to that in a minute. But oh, kamin shema shemunach ha-shulchan ein bo mishum oel she'ein sham chalal beinu la-shulchan mutar gam hayotze mimen. So you don't, if you're putting a tablecloth straight on the table, there's no chalal tefach that's being created by your prisas ha-tablecloth, by your prisas ha-sadin. So if you don't create a halal tefach, then that's not even an ol arai midrabanan, that's hadr gamar. So in this Siv Zion, there are two, well, between Siv Zion and Siv Ches Siv Yugimel, the two criteria in order to rank as an ol arai that's even going to be asr midrabanan, number one, there has to be a halal tefach. Number two, you have to be tzarek la'avir shetachteya. So where does that Tzarek La'avir Shetachteyan come from? The Gemara has on Kof Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, or the Shir of Tafach, that's among other places on Kof Lamed Ches on the base. So the Gemara has on the top of Kof Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Oalei Keva, five lines down, Ole keva lo yasev imasa chayekatas, you can't make an ole keva. Aval mita v'kise trasko v'asla mutar lintosan l'chachila. The two gersos we showed in the gersa we have in the Gemara is the gersa Rashi and Tosfos, that kise trasko is one item on the list. Some Rishonim have kise utrasko. But let's go with Rashi. Mita kisei traskel and asla muter lintos on the chakila b'shabbos. What is that talking about? Take a look at Rashi. Aval mita shelanu hamechuberes v'amedes im haisa zekufa umut al tzida. So if you have a bed that's turned over to the side, muter lintosa liyashva al ragleha, so you can move it back to its default position. The alpha gav, the hashta of it all. Well, so you're turning it over in a way. I mean, the bed is either it's a kufa, either straight, or it's tilted on the side. But now you're going to turn it in a way that you're creating an ohel underneath the bed. Shari delamidi of it, ella li suva b'alma. You're not doing anything. You're just moving it so that you could sit on the bed. Okay. Kisei trasko. Kashmo. The elyono shall or the top of this kisei is made out of leather. Umakaplin oso, and you fold it over. Ukishemasalkin oso, somkin oso lakosa, you lean it on the wall. If you want to sit on it, then you turn it over, you turn it to the side, and then you can sit on its legs. So some part of it sounds like it's collapsible, maybe. The asla asuke in kisei traskol aval or hapar shalav nakol beis kisei. So it's a toilet seat. It's already standing. You haven't done anything. You haven't really created a new ohel by just turning it on the side. Okay, so Rashi says, when it comes to the mita, there's no problem with CSO because you're not doing anything. It's just lisuva b'alma. When it comes to the asla, he says, of the car, you're not doing anything. It's already all set up beforehand. The Rambam writes in Parakaf Bey's Halacha Kaf Ches, Mutra laniach mita kisei v'traskel afa pishayasa taftein ol. Even though the way you tilt it, you're now creating an ol underneath. And let's say you're leaning it on the wall, so you've created an airspace underneath the mita kisei traskel. Where the rabbi has the gear of mita vikisei vitraskel. She'ein zederech ha-sias o'el lo kevel o'rai. The rabbi says, that's not how you make an o'el. That's not the derech of a sias o'el. And therefore, it's mutter even lechachila. That's not even an ohel arai. And the Rashba writes, and that's the basis of the few words we just saw in the Rama. The Rashba writes that the reason there's no ohel is because Ol's only problem if you have mechitzos and you're mishtamesh ba'avir underneath. So in this case, where you're propping the kisei, kisei traskel, you're propping the mita, you're propping the asla, wherever you're propping it, even if you're creating airspace underneath, but the airspace serves no utility, no function. You have no interest in that airspace, doesn't do anything for you. You're not protecting any thing that you need protected, you're not creating usable space, then that's not a violation of ol arai. That's the basis of this line, the Rama. Hol ve'eino tzarich la'avir shetachtein. In order to be an ol arai, there has to be the Rabbanan, there has to be some utility for the airspace that's created by this ol. And just to note, the Rashba, that Rashba has a corollary chumra, which the Be'er Halacha thinks you should be choshish for at least a chachila in Dibur Maskil Mitos in Sif Gimel. Which is that if you do need the airspace, then all the right could be a problem, even if you don't have mechitzos, you only have a gag. Be'er Halacha Dibur Maskil Mitos, that's a Rashba, Chidusha, Chimash, Mitzvah, Saran, Rabbi Magid, who the Rebbe Yosef, Dimsarach La'avish, Atachta, Lishtamish, Aser, Afilu, below mechitzos. And the Mishnah Berurah thinks you should be machmir for that. And again, we'll talk a little bit later about mechitzos and gag and what's necessary for the definition of an ohel arayah. Okay. So the Mishnah on Kuf Kafei Mebeis that we referenced a few moments ago, on the top of the Yamud, Pekak HaChalon, so the plugger, the stopper that you plug into a window to close up the window, Reb Lazer Omer B'Zmanshu Kasher V'Tali Pokimbo, B'Lav Ein Pokimbo, you can only plug it up if the plugger is already Kasher V'Tali into the wall. Otherwise not, because Rashi says Mefzi Kemosav Alabinya. B'Chav Omer B'Enkach V'Enkach Pokimbo. Says the Gemara, 7-8 lines on the bottom. Amar Rav, Rachanim Rabbi Yochanan, a kol modin she'ein osen ol arayah b'tchila b'yantiv. Vein tzarich lomer Shabbos. Everyone agrees that you can't construct an ol arayah even on yantiv and lomi by on Shabbos. L'nechak vel hosif. The machlokas here is about being mosif al ol arayah. Shabbos Blazer Omer ein mosifim b'yantiv vein tzarich lomer Shabbos. Shabbos Blazer says, if it's not kasher v'tolo, you can't use it. That's because you can't be mosif on ol arayah. The chachamim, who we paskin like, mosifim b'shabbos ain't tzarich lomer yantiv. Chachamim say that you're not allowed to construct an ol arayah, but you're allowed to be mosif on an ol arayah. Says Rashi, three lines in the bottom, she'ein osin ol arayah. What's considered an ol arayah? Lifros machatzeles adalin mechitzos o adalin kundasim lios sel o menacham. All right means you're spreading a sheet, you're spreading a mat over four walls, over four pillars, in order to create a protective cover that's going to protect you from the elements. The dafka gag. But in order to qualify as an ol arayah, which is asim b'derabanan, you need a roof. Aval mechitza lav olhu. But simply to put up a partition, a barrier, without a roof on top of it, that's not ol even derabanan. V'shari leporsa litznias k'darmina be'ervin be'uvda l'shmuel. And you're allowed to put up a barrier litznias. Upekaka chalon de mesnisen, mishun de binyan kavuahu, umatsi kamosav ala binyan. In the case of the kaka in the Mishnah, there's no roof there. That's a separate consideration. That's not ol arayah. That's potentially binyan kavua and mefsi kamosav ala binyan. That you're not allowed to be mosif on a binyan kavua. You can be mosif on ol arayah, not an ol kavua. So the window is in the wall, which is kavua. And if you're going to put a plugger in there, a stopper, it may look like you're being mosif al binyan kavua. But short of that, simply putting up a mechitza is not a violation of ohel arayah. That's the position of Rashi. Rashi writes this in Sukkah also on Tesayin Amabez, Yibur Maskel Hevi'im. Rashi there rejects a Girsa of the Gemara, where the Girsa says this is in the context of putting up stinim for a mechitza. So the Girsa Rashi suggests has a line, Valoa kol modim that Oel Arai is Usher. So in that Girsa, in the context of putting up a Sadin as a Mechitza, the Gemara says everyone agrees that Oel Arai is Usher. So Rashi takes out the line because it's not relevant to Oel Arai. If it's only Mechitza, there is no Oel Arai concern. Oel Arai is only a problem if there's a gag, but not with a Mechitza alone. And Tosas here argues on Rashi. Kuf kaf hei mubeis, dira maskel akol modim. Without getting into the riots back and forth from Erev and Sadi Dalid, Mem Dalid, but Tosa's bottom line, the position of Rabbeinu Tam, is that you can have a Oel Arai even with Mechitzos alone, as long as it's a Mechitza Hamateres, a Mechitza that serves a halachic function, which is cholik rishus, is necessary for a halachic function. As perhaps the third wall in the sukkah, it's subject to the restrictions of Oel Arai. So even if you don't have a gag, you could have a problem of Oel Arai with mechitzas alone, by a mechitza hamateres. That's the position of Beit Tam. That's the position of Rov Rishonim. The Or Zeruah, interestingly, reads Rashi that way also. The Rashi's only raya here is from Erev and Sadi Dalid, where we're talking about putting up a mechitza letznias v'alma. Letznias v'alma isn't necessarily mechitza hamateres by Beit Tam's definition. The Or Zeruah, Simen Ayin Ches Os Ches, Simen Ayin Ches Os Ches, read Rashi the same way. Rabbeinu Tam clearly did not read Rashi that way, that's why Tos is arguing. But read Rashi is also saying that a Mechitza Materis would be a problem of Oel Arai. But that's the standard reading of Rashi. Yes, Tos is read Rashi, is the Yavma focus Rashi and Tos is here. Whether a Mechitza alone could pose a problem of Oel Arai, even without a gag. So that which is Litznius Ba'alma may not be considered a Mechitza Bataras, but that which is halachically necessary, as for example, the Ramah, quoting from the Mordechai, of putting up a Mechitza opposite a nair in order to allow tashmish, that would be an example of mechitza materes, or some wall of sukkah would be a mechitza materes, that would be a Oel Arai, according to Rabbeinu Tam, and according to Rov Rishonim. What's the svara l'chalek between a mechitza materes and mechitza shena materes in terms of the definition of bona? So I saw, so the Bach doesn't really explain, the Bach of Katan Aleph just writes, that Mechitza Materis, that's what the definition of Binyan is. It doesn't really explain. I saw in the Masifta Gemara, they quote from Avram Chaim Nun, it's Tzotz HaShulchan, that Mechitza Materis is Cholekas Rishus. So if it creates, if it fulfills a halachic function, that means that it's creating a halachically distinct Rishus. So that's like a new building. That's like you're creating, that's a new we call it Grisha, so you're making a new building. That's Oel Arai. But short of that, just Mechitzel, it's Nius of Alma. So that's something less. It's not creating a new halachic reality. So without a gag, that wouldn't be a problem of Oel Arai. But this is what's reflected in Sif Aleph, Shintas Bav Sif Aleph, Aser lasos ohel the Shabbos v'yantiv afilu hu arai v'dafka gag aval mechitzos mutter v'ein mechitzos sura elam kei nases lahatir sukkah o lahatir tilta. So the Chabad passing like the Rebbe Natam that a mechitza materes would be asim mishem ol arai, mechitza that's necessary for the kashrus of the sukkah, a mechitza created or shisa yachid for tiltal purposes, that would be aser mishem ol arai. Says Rama, aval mechitza nasis it's nias ba'alma shari. L'chein mutter litlos vilon l'fnei ha-pesach af pisha kavusham. Chein parochus v'nei aron ha-kodesh u'bavad shalo yasa oel b'gag tefach. Because then you have a gag. Chein mutter lasos mechitza l'fnei chama v'asina b'fnei ha-neiros shalo yichbe o'san ha-ruach. Aval aser lasos mechitza b'fnei aron ha-er k'dei shishamish mitaso. V'chein l'fnei sfarim k'dei l'shamish alasos rafav. That would be most of all the binyan and not binyan itself, and not a CSO itself. That's Mordechai in Simon Shin Yud Aleph, where the Mordechai writes, the cheder shaya yashim b'maram haya b'sfarim, v'chol layla haya osim b'chitza sarit fachim gova b'fnei asfarim, l'fi shalif amu yamashim b'layla. Didn't want to go out to the outhouse in the middle of the night. So he made a mechitza, so you don't have to go outside. B'chol erev Shabbos, I also mechitza mevod yom, by yakarach mechitza letzad mala, v'manicha lamot, v'mishayi baruch of tefach, v'b'leil Shabbos poshta lamata, v'visha b'Shabbos asir lasas mechitza, kol mechitza she'en litznias ba'alma asir lasas b'Shabbos. So he would create the mechitza for Shabbos, he'd have a curtain, it would be hanging around the pole on the top, and then when he needed it, he would unfurl it, so that would only be most of all, which is mutter. But to create an ol a mechitza mechadash on Shabbos would be a problem of ol arai, because that would be considered a mechitza hamateres if you need it in order to allow you to be mashdin lifnei hasfarim. So that's what the Rama quotes here in the end of Sif Alf. Okay. So the klalim that we've seen until now is that in order for something to be lahalacha, in order for something to be a problematic ol arai, if it's a mechitza materes, that's a problem even without a gag. If it's not a mechitza materes, then a standalone mechitza l'snis v'alma is mutter. If you otherwise you need a gag, and where you have a gag, there has to be a rocha tefach under the gag. And the rochav, the airspace that you're creating, has to be functional, purposeful. You have to be tzarech la'avisha tachtayen, as we saw based on the Rashba. And that's all as far as creating an ol arai. But be mosif, so to be mosif on ol kava is aser. To be mosif al ol arai is mutter lechachila. Ol arai is only aser derabanan. And that is an extended to being Mosif al Ol Arai. So one of the classic halacha l'maaseh examples of being Mosif al Ol Arai, Shmir Shabbos talks about in Perek Kaf Dalid, Se'if Yud Gimel. Says mutter liftoach b'Shabbos gagon shel agalat yiladim im amnam hayam mechuber la'agala mivod yom. So if you have a baby strollers typically have some kind of an awning covering on the top that goes back and forth like that. So as long as the covering was attached when Shabbos began, you can extend it on Shabbos. That's considered to be Mosif al Ol Arai. Umikev and Shakvar Kiyam Kayam Ol Af Mutter Lifros Rashes Okila Al Gabi Agala Kula Piaska Laporsa Mitzada Gagov. And then he says that, let's say, usually your cover in some strollers, the cover doesn't cover all the way. The cover is halfway. If it's raining, you might want to add an additional rain cover on top of the stroller. So that's a different material. It's not connected to the cover that comes with the stroller. But Shmir Shabbos Paskins, that's still considered to be an extension of the existing stroller cover. So as long as your existing cover is there when Shabbos begins, you can add an additional rain cover, an additional mosquito net on top of that. But that's considered to be Mosif al Oel Arai. Shmir Shabbos says it's better if you're going to spread an additional cover, it's better to start from the side where the original cover is, because that's a legitimate Hosafa al Oel Arai, as opposed to starting from the opposite end. So as long as, and Shmir Shabbos Paskins, even if the original cover wasn't at all spread out, but it's part of the carriage, so it's there, that's considered that the oil is ready there when Shabbos begins, and spreading it out any bit is going to be considered Mosif al Oel Arai, which is Hatter Gamur L'Chakila.
Why isn't this an oil kettle? It's attached full time.
Because the OL is the opening and the closing of it, meaning in the default position, in the retractive position, it's not covering anything. So it's meant to be opened and closed, and there's no permanence to that. And the Chazon Ish has this opinion as well. We'll get to the Chazon Ish a little bit later when we talk about umbrellas, because that's the context in which the Chazon Ish addresses this in the same breath. Moshe is machmir. Moshe in Chelet Dalet Siman Kofei, 1979. Moshe thinks that you have to make sure that the cover of the stroller is extended at least a tefach when Shabbos begins. If it's going to be in the totally retracted position, that's not considered that the oil exists when Shabbos begins. Moshe writes, Kimdumani Shekeno again. Kimdumani, now that I think most people are Mako against Ramosha, like the Shmir Shabbos and like the Chazon Ish. The Shabbos home, so he thinks you should be machmir lechachila, and the Orach HaShabbos is Mako, though maybe a little bit begrudgingly on the Hosafa of an additional cover. There's a famous tshuva of another Bihuda, Tinyana Orachayim Simen Lamed. Tinyana Orachayim Simen Lamed. Tshuva is dated Prague. Chai Shvat, Tav Kuf Mem Gimel, 1783. To London. Al Dvar Nisias HaParasol B'Shabbos V'Hu Kliya Asi L'Hagein B'Chama Me'Cham V'Gesham Ne'Geshamim V'Adam Noso Al Rosho V'Hu Mahil Al Rosho People are going out with their umbrellas on Shabbos. And the Chacham HaShoel based the Kula on two things. So one of them is the Gemara about hats. The Gemara on Kof Lamed Ches Amud Beis. The two dots towards the top. Amar Shesh is Breder Vidi. Hi Siana Shari. What's a Siana? So not a Toyota. Rashi writes, Kova Shel Levad, a felt hat. So Rishesha says, you're allowed to wear a felt hat and chops. The Imar Siana Asar. Lokasha, had the isbe tafach, had the lesbe tafach. Rashi, had the isbe tafach, shumis pashe la la me rosho tafach, asim shemola. You're going to put a hat on your head. The brim is a tafach wide. So you created a gag with a tafach airspace underneath. That should be a problem of asiyaso. Ella me'ata sharviv beglima tefach hachanami demechayev. So you're going to tell me if you put a talus over your head and it extends above your head for tefach, you're chayev for that too? Ella lokasha hadami hadak hadalami hadak. So Rashi learns that the Ella lokasha is a rejection. This has nothing to do with Oel at all. Rashi says, "El, time alamishem olhu alamishem shaloyag bienu aruach mirosha vasi lasuya dalad amis shesarabim." We're worried about a potential letzah problem. You can't wear a hat outside on Shabbos because if it's loose, it may blow away in the wind, and then you're going to come to be metaltel dalad amos shesarabim. According to Rashi, the Gemara totally rejects there being any potential oval exposure in wearing a hat, even if it extends a tefach. So the Chacham HaShoel says, why is that so? Why shouldn't there be a problem with Oel? So it must be that if something only protects the person carrying it or wearing it, and it's not kavua b'makom echad, it's not stationary, there's no concern of Oel. That's the first argument of the Shoel to be matir and umbrella. That just like you can wear a hat on Shabbos because there's no problem of a CSOL if you're a hat protecting one person. So too, if you hold and it's moving. So too, if you hold an umbrella, it's just protecting one person and it's moving. There's no problem of a CSO. Just parenthetically, as far as that din of a hat, so the Mechaber writes in Shin Aleph, if Mem, Mechaber passing is against Rashi. Rashi understands the Gemara is talking, the Gemara totally rejects Oel as being relevant for a hat. Tosas argues, or Tosas writes, Hadam Ahadak, Kresh ben Chananel, She'eno Nichbaf, Da'az Nirkein Oel. Dalam Ahadak, She'nichbaf, Ya'az Nirkein Oel. No, nothing to do with we still stand by all those being relevant. The difference between whether it's tight or not is whether it looks like an oval. If it's tight, so then it looks like an oval. If it's loose, it doesn't look like an OL at all. So the Mechaber Paskins and Sif Mem, Shin Aleph Mem, Kovash and Mispashi Lala Mirosho Tefach Asir Lanicha Mirosho Afilu Bebayis Mishum Ola. Says the Mishnah Berura, Kufnun Beis, Shin Aleph Kufnun Beis, Afshein Ola below the Funos, Mikol Makam Chashav Ola, right? The Asir Midir Abanan, Kevin Shinasa Hasaf Aliyos Tzeh La Gevin HaShemesh. It's still an Ola, right? It's protecting you from the sun. So it overhangs the Tefach and it's Magen. So what's the heter for wearing a hat on Shabbos? The Kova Shikorin Britlich. It's a hat with a large brim. Alpha Visha Mispache Lala Me Rosh Barafo Tefach. Benogin Bala Hakel, why? Pasarchon and Kamen Sadim Matamateram. Echad came in the Eno Kasha Venichla Flamata, Emo Kashash Isser. Behind Ukisha Ein Munachbo Niar Kasha. So if it's flimsy material, so that's like the Rabbeinu Chananel's understanding of the Gemara Skilla between Nehadek and Lamahadek. So that doesn't look like an Owel. Maybe it's not considered an OL. Or you're lying Rashi that the Gemara totally rejects OL as being relevant for a hat. But a cap, which is hard, and has a rocha tefach, all things being equal, kedai lahachmir. Okay, but either way, so we have to figure out what the kula for wearing hats are, is. But the shaul in other Yudah says, at least within Rashi, if there's no OL for a hat, there should be no OL for an umbrella. And Raya number two is it should be the same as the din of Talis Kfula. What's the din of Talis Kfula? So that's also Gemara and Dav Kof Lamed Ches, but it's Sif Yud in our Siman. Talis kfula shahayu alachut and shahayta tluya behem er Shabbos mudel and tosa mudel afarka. What are we talking about? Says the Mishnah Berura, talis kfula, it's not a talis that you're wearing on your shoulders. Shenosna alamot, you're putting it on a beam. Hanosin veshnek solid. So you have two walls and you have a pole that connects the two walls. And then you're overspreading a talis on that pole. Vishnei Rashi Akefel Mishulashin Magiyim La'aretz. And that creates an OL because you have this talis over pole and the sides of the talis go down to the ground. V'nifnas Ben Shnei Kitzasav V'yashay Menei Chametz. You sleep underneath it to protect you from the elements. V'yashay L'asav Kem V'shavetz V'mikri Yolarai Yipater Havalasar. Shabbos. because that's most of all only right. So the case of Tal Skula and Smutter is where it already was overhanging over Shabbos. You just pull the strings to extend it further, that's going to be Mutter. So the Shul says the umbrella is the same thing, that you're expanding it, but the basic material was already there when Shabbos began. You have a talus that overhangs a pole, and you overhang it already before Shabbos. What you're doing on Shabbos is that you're pulling down. There are strings that allow you to pull it down to get further to the ground. So that's bimosafal all around. So says another Yehuda. Hine aminale easy shaze is a shanim shahuba kleanalukilasenu, buhurgluba rabim, that the parasol was already introduced in Prague years earlier. And there are people that started being makel to use a parasol even on Shabbos. And we just pull it up for reading anyway. It's a long tshuva. Here. V'amarti shafilu chosh shani lister skila. V'mechisi behem v'darashti b'el sepam b'etz knesset shi us iser gomor. V'amarti shafilu chosh shani lister skila. V'me'az v'yarate ni mocha b'gila seinu v'rof ha'am nisari. Most people listen to me. So what about the rayas that the Chacham wanted to bring? So maybe true that according to Rashi by the hat, if you're not mechavin la oel, it's a davar shein miskavin, and you don't need the airspace underneath it, so it's not a psik reshei, and you don't have kavana la oel. But that's Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel argues. Rambam argues, Rashba argues, and most assume, as we see them stop in Shulchan Aruch, that there is a problem of oil by a hat. And even Rashi may agree that if there's something that looks more like a mechitza, that there would be a problem of OL even on a person. A half not, but a parasol could be worse. It covers more of the body, it looks more like an OL. So lo mivayi, according to Rov Yishonim, you don't have a raya. Even according to Rashi, you may not have a raya. And what about if you have the umbrella open before Shabbos?
And there is one to the right of the Talis Kula.
So we're going to get to that now, because Talis Kula is relevant if it's open before Shabbos. I'm sorry?
Okay.
So he says, Odesh Law Dunam Yesh Liv so hat to the parasol mitzad the name of sorry, not that one. Akandi Barnu Nayesa Tikune Bishabis. But what about if you opened it up the Erev Shabbos, can you move it? Can you be Mahil Arosh al Hagem Nechama? The number one, there's Marathayim problem. And beyond that, even if it's open for Shabbos, but if you're moving it, maybe that's creating a new oil in a new place. Just like the Siyana, according to Rabbeinu Chananel the Rambam, if you're wearing the hat was open for Shabbos, but you're creating a new oil by wearing it and moving. See, he has an arichas on the sugya of talis krula. I think part of it is that if there is a poseach tefach under the talis kfula, then that may have been an ol keva and not an ol arai. So you have to work through his analysis of the sugya there. But he thinks that's not relevant here, and right, because here you do have a rochel tefach, that might be where you don't have a rochel tefach, and it may end up being an olal kavua. So that's the Noda Yehuda's rejection of.
What was the point about if you have an open umbrella? Is that still an issue of olal?
It's still an issue of marasayin, of chashad. And it's an issue that if you're moving it from place A to place B, that could be a new act of a CSO, because now you're being mahal over a new location. And the Chas and Sofer are Chaim Simon Ayin Beis takes issue with the Noda Yehuda. So he observes that many people are carrying umbrellas on Shabbos. They're having it open by an Achri. Okay, what does that help? Still Neil the Nachri Shvus, not Bemaka Mitzvah. And then he says, Bevada Lisa Parasol B'Shabbos Lab Mishnas Chasidim He, B'Shomer Nashi Yerchakim Men, it's not a good idea. But Nikomaka Mufina Yistaiti, Einana Kumasha Chasheva Golems and Tzal. It's not as bad as another Yudah makes a look. The Kamalacha, the low Ashokan, the Kavasa B'Mishkan, Law Machayev Lavim B'Shabbos, it's not Dumi the Mishkan. What's Dumi the Mishkan? So this is Yushami we referenced earlier, Yushami the end of Klal Gadol. Ma binyan ayah b'mishkan, so you know it's n'krashim agabi adonim. Ay, v'lav l'shahaya, wasn't that temporary? Am Rav Yosim, itosha you know it's n'chonim api adibor, k'misha yuchonim la'olam. It was as if it was permanent. No, that was considered l'shah. Had the amra binyan l'shah binyan, had the amra minet sad binyan, had the amra filu nasan al davar acher, had the amra binyan gabi kelim. The dachi binyan adonim kikar kadami. He says he learned three things of this Yerushalmi. Number one. That a binyan l'shah means that it was made with the intention of being bona v'soser l'shaito, and then to rebuild and to redestroy it. So in order to be, so that's considered binyan l'shah. Binyan l'shah ain't a binyan. So the umbrella is definitely a binyan l'shah. And lo matzina b'mikdash, that you had a moving ol. Ol zarek has nothing to do with Shabbos. That's a tumah halacha. But you don't find in Hilchos Shabbos that a moving ol is an ol. It's not doing the mishkan. And an ol d'oraisa is only the mechitzos and ragiyos la'aretz the way it was b'mishkan. And that's not the case over here. So d'oraisa is definitely not. It's not a d'oraisa because it's not Dumi the Mishkan on the count of Binyan L'shah. It's not Dumi the Mishkan on the count of a moving oil. And it's not Dumi the Mishkan on the count that the Mechisas don't go down to the ground. But he says, once it's not a Daraisa, and came, and Mela, Filu Yisur, the Rabban Aleka. Back to Talis Kfula. Talis Kfula, if there are strings sticking out of it that you could expand it with, it's mutter. See here too, you have krasim v'lulah sticking out of it, that's like out of it, that's like chutin. And this is asur l'kach. Maybe that's another heter. So he says, karavani lomer shafilu midrabban shari. So he adds this to the list of Nerod Yehuda thought it may even be Nisa Daraisa, and the Chazon Zohar thinks Pushkas Tashav, it's probably not even us or Midirabanan. MK, in the Kol HaPachos, Mutter L'Poschamai De'Goy, Ve'in L'Hara Sha'ol Mishvil Zeh. That if you're going to pick your battles, this doesn't have to be the battle to pick. That being said, Bar Halacha, Nira Maskel Tefach, and Sivches. Quotes what we just quoted. Rabbi Rachronim Bezeh B'Sifreyem V'Bederach Kol Yesh Harbe V'Harbe Shemachmirim V'Osrin Shalol L'Porsim B'Shabbos Mitam Oel. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chaser writes, and this is reflective of the broad consensus. Geder gadru gadol hadoros, alliteration. The amru she'ein liftach mitriya oshim shia b'shabbos liyantiv. Gamem heim tzuchos v'al yom. Ein l'shamesh ben gamem apen shishvei erev. So even though one can make a strong argument in support of the Thus and Sofer's position, but Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves that we don't use umbrellas on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish also doesn't understand the other Yehuda so well. He says, Chazon Ish Nun Beis Vav, he rejects another Yehuda. He thinks the grell is more analogous to the Kisei Traskel that we spoke about, where you're just shifting it, not really creating an OL. And the real problem is Av Shamilsa Uvdin Dukhal. He thinks that an umbrella is fundamentally the same as opening a baby carriage, opening the awning on the baby carriage. He thinks that's mutter as well. So there you don't have the Av Shamilsa Uvdin Dukhal problem of the umbrella. But he says, that's also significant. The Maisa, everything Maisa is doing in Isser. That's still the Gadr Gadr Gadol Gadra. However, Shmir Shabbos writes that a umbrella that's attached to the ground, Shimshis Ginash at Kua Vakarka Mivod Yom, so that you're allowed to open on Shabbos, Chazon Ish. That's the fun of from Rosh Hashanah. This will close that even though the Chazon Ish is master that, and he thinks there's no Av Shemilsa over the Nechol, maybe he should be worried. Shema Yitka. He's not so excited about that. The bottom line, Klal Yisrael has accepted upon themselves not to use umbrellas on Shabbos. In this Or Yisrael, Nisan Tavshin Pei Aleph, there's an article written by a Rabbi Moshe Chazan, who apparently is trying to market a Shabbos umbrella. What's the kunz of the Shabbos umbrella? Page Sadi Tess. Here's the picture of the Shabbos umbrella. The Shabbos umbrella, number one, has a big sign on it that says Magen HaShabbat. So no one would think that there's any violation of Uvdin Dekol because it says Shabbos on it. And number two, the top of the umbrella has a Poseach Tefach that's always open. So you're always Mosif al Ha'ol. So it's Hosafa al Ha'ol Arai. It's not my sign again because it says Shabbos on in big letters. So this is his patent. Moshe Bransdorfer has a response that it doesn't really help us so much because it doesn't help the Geder Gadol Gadro. And we're still not using your Shabbos umbrella. Here, Rav Asher Weiss gave a shiur about this year. He said this person came to him and asked for a haskama, and he said, I'll be your second haskama. And he said he hasn't come back to him yet. I'm not sure why the Or Yisrael gave this so much press time. And they even put it on the front cover. But it doesn't seem to have taken off so much. I haven't seen it in stores. Okay.